The coronavirus pandemic has been followed in the U.S. by major economic disruptions and now upheaval over racism and police killings. African Americans are facing a bigger impact than the rest of the country. NPR's Juana Summers talked to a number of Black church leaders about how they are responding to these events.
The doors of Greater New Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church in Detroit have been closed for weeks. No congregants in the pews, no choir singing. No holy hugs, Pastor Kenneth Flowers explains.
When church is dismissed, I say, give someone a holy hug. And everyone turns and we always hug each other. I thrive off of the physical contact of being able to hug my members, to hug my families, to hug my friends, to hug visitors. I miss that so very much.
In times of crisis, the Black church is a calming space, a communal ground, a place to come together to act. And now Black people in this country are facing a convergence of crises. They've been hit harder by the virus and job losses. And then there's the other pandemic, as George Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump put it, systemic racism and discrimination. Cities across the country have been gripped by protests, and some Black pastors say there is little leadership coming from Washington. In Detroit, Pastor Kenneth Flowers said he could not forget the speech that President Trump gave in the Rose Garden this week.
We cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob.
At that moment, hundreds of peaceful protesters were cleared from a nearby park so President Trump could walk across the street to St. John's Episcopal Church. Flowers saw the images of the president standing in front of the church's boarded-up facade.
He purposely raised up that Bible. He purposely went across the street. He didn't even pray at the church, didn't even kneel down at the church. He went there for a photo op to appeal to his base, to appeal to the white evangelicals. But I got news for him. The God I serve is higher than that.
In Baltimore, Pastor Dante Hickman of Southern Baptist Church saw that moment a different way.
I can't begin to surmise what he thought. But I can say that in that Bible that he held in front of that church are roadmaps, solutions, and plans that Jesus gives us.
Hickman previously attended a White House event with Trump and has invited the president to visit Baltimore as well. He hasn't spoken to Trump since that White House event on minority economic opportunity, but he says he's had some productive conversations with the administration on policy issues relevant to distressed communities.
Whatever his reasons were for standing there with that Bible, I saw God still saying, I'm in control.
Los Angeles Reverend Najuma Smith Pollard did not attend any of the protests in her city. Her 24-year-old son was killed by another man in 2018, and that pain's still fresh. She couldn't bring herself to watch George Floyd's memorial service on Thursday. When we spoke that day, she was preparing to attend the sentencing for her son's killer, virtually.
Oh, it's very difficult. And it's part of why I did not physically go out and protest, and I normally do. I have two younger children, and right now I'm in a space where I'm very protective of them. So I wasn't going to take them out to the protest because I'm kind of in a protective space right now. But also, the constant hearing of the challenge is triggering for me. So I have to watch my space.
But Smith Pollard hasn't been silent. Like other pastors, she's been providing ministry through socially distanced drive-bys, virtual church, and long, sometimes difficult phone calls. I asked her what advice she's giving to those struggling right now.
Breathe, pray, meditate, breathe. And it's ironic that this man died screaming, I can't breathe. And we're back to what we heard Eric Garner say.
Change is slow, Smith Pollard says, but doing nothing at all means nothing will change. Juana Summers, NPR News.